A big night inside Auburn Arena. The Tigers knock off Miles College by a final score of 102-42. Here courtside of the Regions Bank postgame show, we're joined for the first time by assistant coach Bob Starkey. Coach War Eagle, congratulations on the victory tonight. To my understanding, you did the scouts for Miles College. Coach, what were your takeaways from tonight's game?
Well, in a way, it's a little bit difficult to understand where we're at. Miles had a couple players that key players that didn't play today, and obviously, you know, the competition level wasn't great.
Sure.
So, but there were some things that we talked about as a staff coming out of our scrimmage with the University of Alabama Birmingham that we wanted to prove. One of the first things was turnovers. We turned the ball over 22 times against UAB, and so we wanted to cut back on those, and we did. We come to 12. The second thing is we want to do a better job on the defensive boards. We got out-rebounded by two to UAB, and I thought we did a little better job there, though. You know, Miles, again, didn't have a lot of great size, but I thought we did make a conscious effort to block out and grab some boards.
Yeah, 37 defensive rebounds tonight. You out-rebounded Miles 57-32, and I thought a player who set the tone for you inside tonight was Kaye White. She got off to a great start, had a double-double in her first time back on the floor since her injury last year against South Alabama. Coach, just more on Kaye and her impact.
Well, you know, you make a huge point there. I thought it was interesting, and, you know, we'll go back to the rebounding issue. Against UAB, she had one rebound. Yeah. She played like 25 minutes and got one board. And Coach Harris has really been on her the last two, three, 4 days of practice, telling her that's an area that she's got to improve. And she obviously took it to heart. I thought she was incredibly active on both ends of the floor on the boards. And, if you grab 16 rebounds in 22 minutes, you're going to impact the game for your teammates.
23 turnovers tonight you force against Miles College. 35 points scored off of turnovers, Coach. That's one of the things Coach Jay talked about, is wanting to the offense to score from the defense. You did that tonight.
We did. We did. I thought we did a nice job of turning them over early in our press, and I thought we had some good defensive possessions. What we got to figure out, though, is we got to find a balance between turning them over and not fouling. Number one, when we foul, we end up getting into our bench, and with our injury situation, we don't have the depth that we'd like to have. And the other thing is, we talk about free throws. Those are free points.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored 42 points, and 16 of them were off free throws. So we got to find that real fine line there where we can pressure them and turn them over without fouling them.
Overall, I know tonight, again, you touched on it, you're not going to be able to predict the entire season based off one exhibition game. A lot of work still left to do, but overall, Larry and I, we were very pleased with how this team come out. You were flying to the basketball, both ends of the floor. You set the tone with that energy, that effort. You bring that game in and game out, you're going to find success this year.
Absolutely. You know, each game that we play, we have a key word that we give to the team, and the effort was the word today. You know, a couple things that I thought are worth noting is we play without our starting point guard, Shania.
Yeah.
We played without Romy, who's out for the year, obviously. So those are two key components that have been working with us. So the chemistry that we had to figure out in the last day or two, and then, you know, the clock situation. You know, I thought we were able to maintain a little bit of focus and concentration through all the stoppages of play. So I thought those were some positives.
Marshawn Bostic did a nice job, a freshman coming in at the point guard position. That's a position that Auburn women's basketball has struggled with in the last couple of seasons. She did well, then you had a couple of subs come in, as you mentioned, having to adjust with Sanaya being out tonight.
Well, and the thing that I see at Marshawn's stat line is 4 assists, 1 turnover.
Yeah.
And when we can get Marshawn to handle the ball and run her team a little bit better, you can see what she can do defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so good on the basketball. She's athletic. She's quick. She anticipates. Her arms are out in the passing lane. She makes a difference. But the 4 assists to 1 turnover is really going to please Coach Harris.
Coach, as always, congrats on the win tonight. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the work you're doing in women's basketball. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers assistant Bob Starkey as the Tigers knock off Miles College 102-42 tonight in Auburn Arena in the Tigers exhibition, making her way up to the table as Tigers head coach Johnny Harris. Of course, we're going to give her a moment, chat with the fans for a moment, as, again, this is a big night for Coach Harris, her first night on the bench for the Auburn Tigers. Of course, the unofficial start to the Johnny Harris era is tonight. The official start will be 1 week from tonight as Auburn hosts Georgia Southern in the Tigers' season opener. Turn down the mic here to let Coach Jay get the headset ready to go. Coach War Eagle, a nice showing by your Tigers tonight in the exhibition. Just got the thoughts from Coach Starkey. What were your initial thoughts on your team's performance tonight?
You know, I thought, first of all, I didn't think we played very hard. I thought we started out pretty good. But then I thought we had some lapses, and some of that was due to the stoppage in the play. Just trying to get them to play hard and compete on every possession. And I think we're trying to get there. I'm trying to find, you know, get our chemistry and find the right people to do what we need to do. And, we're coming along. We're a work in progress. I think it'll get better.
That's one of the things Larry and I were talking about throughout the broadcast was, you know, that yes, the score was what it was, but this game was important because there's a lot of things to clean up on. And we were noticing in the second half of play just little mental lapses with fouls and unforced turnovers and things of that nature. Still, this game, it can be used to teach and to prepare your team for the next week.
Absolutely. There's a lot to prepare and to teach from on this game. You know, defensive position, getting back in transition, communicating. We'll have a lot. And so this game was really good for that.
All in all, your five starters tonight, all five players scored in double figures. And listen, I understand you're playing a Division II team tonight, but this was a team that scored averaged 65 points a game last season. To come out and score 100 points tonight, I don't care who you play. That's a good start for this year, Coach. Just your thoughts offensively and how your team played tonight, as Coach Starkey said, without Saniah Wells.
I thought we played, played off our defense. I thought we got a lot off our defense. Marshawn got us going. She got some steals and got us going in transition. She made some really good passes tonight. She's a freshman, so she made some mistakes, but I thought overall she got us going. She played hard, and we played hard behind her.
35 points off of turnovers. I mean, that's Coach J basketball right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what we want to do.
And defensively tonight, Coach, again, man-to-man, had some positives. I thought you did a good job limiting Miles, especially early in the first half of play. What were some of the reasons, why are some of the reasons that you had success?
We just wanted to take away what they wanted to do. Yeah. You know, Coach Starkey did a really good job preparing us. We kind of knew their sets, and we wanted to take it away and have them to run something that they weren't used to running, just scoring in a different way. And so I thought our pressure, our help side, I thought it did that.
One player tonight, and I mentioned this to Coach Starkey, it was good to have Kai White back on the floor tonight. Double-double tonight with 13 points, 16 rebounds, and a big improvement from the UAB scrimmage just last week.
Absolutely, and I was on her position, Coach D. Coach D been on her about she has not lived that one rebound down. Yeah. In that exhibition game, in that scrimmage game. So she came out, she had something to prove because we've been on her. We've been reminding her of that one rebound. And I thought she did a good job of, you know, rebound, putbacks, getting herself in better position to score.
Got to see some deeper players off the bench. Zaria Wiggins, Paris Mullins, Jayla Jordan, just a couple players. Coach, who stood out to you off the bench that come out and had some good minutes tonight?
I thought Zaria was pretty good off the bench, not just only on the offensive end. I thought she communicated. She tried to do a good job for us on the defensive end. So I thought she did a really good job. And then Carson.
Yeah.
Carson came in, and she played really hard. She got her hands on some balls. She got that steal. She caused that steal.
Yeah.
The first possession of the second half or of the fourth quarter. I thought she, she had a couple of turnovers in there, but she played hard. She went to the hole and just did the things that we, you know, needed her to do.
All in all, you played fairly well tonight, 102-42, the final tonight against Miles. Coach, you have a week to prepare for the season opener against Georgia Southern. Take us in. Well, what's the next 7 days look like for your ball club?
So we'll come in and we'll watch some film and, you know, correct some things that we had wrong, a lot
sure.
of things. And we'll, you know, get that scout and just start preparing for them, start guarding and figuring out how we can score against them. So it'll be a lot of film, a lot of teaching the next couple of days, correcting things, and then just moving on from there.
Coach, congrats on the win. Before I
Thank
let you,
you
go, an old friend Jason Crowder says to tell you hello. Congrats on the win again, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Johnny Harris as Auburn defeats Miles 102-42 tonight in the Tigers' lone exhibition inside Auburn Arena. We have one more interview for you tonight before we get to our next break in our stats. We have the Tigers, we're going to call him the player of the game tonight in Kai White. Kai put up a double-double, 13 points, 16 rebounds tonight in her first game back inside Auburn Arena since her injury last year against South Alabama. Kai getting the headset ready to go. Kai, War Eagle, it is good to have you sitting back next to us here on Radio Row. Just take us through your thoughts on your performance tonight as your ball club put up 100 points against Miles College.
Yes, I knew it. The coaches were looking for this game, for us to come out here no matter who we play and play our hardest for 40 minutes. So that's what we came out here and focused on. Obviously, we have a lot to fix, but it was important that I gave the team. I did what I knew I had to do for the team to help the team. And that was, sorry, my main emphasis was rebounding. Coach D told me when I had not a very good game against UAB and not one rebound, she said, your emphasis for the month is rebounding. So that's what I went out and focused on.
Well, you did a great job tonight. Your ball club out-rebounded Miles 57-32 defensively, 37-23 defensively. You also got 20 offensive rebounds. I know that's something you take a lot of pride in. And also, one thing's different for you all, the returners. I mean, it's no secret. You're playing without Unique Thompson for the first time in 4 years, one of the best rebounders in the country. So how are you guys kind of taking ownership of that rebounding this year?
Right, just coming together and knowing that everybody has to participate. We all have to do our part. And if we come together and, you know, do what we have to do, we're going to be fine. Coming in and rebounding, guards rebounding, not just the post, knowing who's getting back, paying attention to the little things and the details, also very important.
Proud of your effort offensively tonight, too. I thought you made some good decisions, some good finishes. You shot the basketball pretty well tonight at the charity stripe.
Yes, finishing has been one of my focuses. I haven't really been an offensive threat throughout these last couple of years in college. So coming up this year, being in my last year, that's something I've really been focusing on, you know, finishing and producing more on the court, you know, giving more on the offensive end as well as the defensive end as well.
One thing I picked up on is your leadership ability. You're more vocal. You're picking up your teammates. You're leading your teammates. Is that role, has that just been a natural fit for you here in your senior season?
For sure. And when I'm not doing that, you can tell the team goes downhill. So that's something I need to make sure I take pride in. Do the right things, even when nobody's watching. Pick my team up, whether it's out on the court, off the court. That's something they look forward to, me bringing the energy and me being the leader that I showed them I was. So I need to continue to do that day in and day out.
Makai, congrats on this one tonight. Enjoy it. Let's get back to work tomorrow and get ready for the season opener next week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.